I am so excited about this year, about starting in the house of God this morning.
Yeah.
I could not help it. I am so excited to read to you about hope this morning, because I thought, you know what? There is no better way than to start the year with the greatest hope we have in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So this verse came to me, and I just wanted to share with you this morning to excite you, to uplift you, to get you ready to move into the presence of God. It's Romans 15:13. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."
Yeah.
Lord God, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for a new year. We thank you for your son. We thank you for that hope that you've given us. We pray even now, Father God, fill us up with that Holy Spirit as we go deeper into your presence, Father. As we move deeper into who you are, Father, Lord God, let us move, Father God. We pray in you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Drown sorrows, there is an ocean deep.
than your river, Lord. We come alive in you. This is amazing grace. you, God. You alone are worthy of our praise. You have conquered every fear with your great love. You are holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. second verse. You're closer. that you wash my sin away. Oh, I've been saved by a Father's love. How beautiful, how glorious, how outrageous is your love. How beautiful, how glorious, how outrageous is your love. Overwhelmed by the kindness you have shown me all my days. There's nothing more I desire than to see you face to face. Oh, I've been saved by a Father's love. How beautiful, how glorious, how outrageous is your love. How beautiful, how glorious, how outrageous is your love.
How beautiful.
How beautiful, how glorious, how outrageous is your love. How beautiful, how glorious, how outrageous is your love. Do that would ever make you love me more. There's nothing I could do that would ever make you love me less. How beautiful, how glorious, how
makes no sense, Lord. If we really believed what we're about to sing, how different would our lives look? How much joy and peace would we have?
There's nothing I could do.
hardest thing about the love of Jesus is believing it. It is too good to be true, and yet it's true. There's nothing I could do that would ever make you love me more. There's nothing I could do that would ever make you love me less. There's nothing I could do that would ever make you love me more. There's nothing I could do that would ever make you love me less. How beautiful, how glorious, how the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning.
Sit down and marinate in the goodness of God, in the mercies of God. If there's one thing you carry away from this service this morning, there's nothing you can do to make Him love you more. There's nothing you can do to make Him love you less. I was at worship practice this week, and I was sitting over there, and God said, my people don't believe this. They're trying to win my favor. You know, in a few minutes, we're going to receive the offering, and we don't give to get the favor of God. We already have it.
Amen.
We give because, you know, we love God, and we appreciate God, and we love this place, and these people and what we're doing here. There's nothing you can do. Now, we're going to do stuff this year. We're going to do a lot of great stuff, fun stuff, new stuff. But it's not to win the favor of God. It's to participate in what he's already done.
That's right.
Woo! We get to participate in what he's already done for us. And we realize that. And we want everybody else to realize that. We have favor with God. Oh, it's so exciting. So exciting. What a great message that people don't understand yet. And we're alive today. We're alive this year to give them that good news. Amen? Oh, wow. There's nothing I can do. Nothing I can do to make you love me more. He's already demonstrated his love towards us while we were yet sinners. And he has not changed his mind. I'm fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Oh, my goodness. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful this morning of your steadfast love. That truly, it's a truth that it never ceases. Lord, that your mercy is new every morning. Every morning we get up. This first day of 2017, new mercies, new mercies, new grace, new opportunities. Oh, Lord, we're looking forward, just looking forward to it. Amen. Amen.